Welcome. Today I will be interviewing Vedran Kulyanin. He is the marketing coordinator and research analyst here at the NATO Association of Canada. Vedran has extensive research, writing, and analysis experience within sports, the legal industry, and most recently, international relations. He is looking to pursue his master's in economic development and foreign affairs while continuing his career within the research and writing field in an international platform. Vedran, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'll begin by asking you the following question. As the new marketing coordinator and research analyst, what are some of your plans for the NATO Association of Canada?
In terms of the marketing side over here, I would say the biggest goal for me and the marketing team is university and youth involvement. I'd love to have a stronger relationship with universities in the city so they can be fully aware of the work that we do here. I think we're a tremendous asset, and we should be considered the gateway for any students looking to get into politics and international relations. So I just think the way we're structured, we're perfect for any student looking to get involved, and we offer a lot of opportunities. So that would be the largest goal on the marketing side over here, just to let everybody know how we can be an asset to them.
Vedran, you also assist the NATO Association team in communicating our message of international engagement to the Canadian public through the publication of articles and various events that we have happening throughout the year. A key aspect of this role is conducting research on various topics within Canadian political science, which include the importance of national defense, our involvement in the Middle East, and foreign relations. You are very active in every level of the publication process, from conducting research to editing to having the article published itself. Additionally, you also assist in implementing the NATO Association of Canada's marketing campaign to achieve the association's mandate of informing Canadians about Canada's role in NATO, along with the importance of international peace, prosperity, and security. On top of that, you are also responsible for our community outreach and ensuring the general public is aware of the NATO Association as a resource on all Canadian social, cultural, and political news. In addition, you also help achieve the association's goals of appearing in national print, national TV, local print, and the defense industry. You oversee the maintenance of contact between the NATO Association and other partner organizations. So in other words, you certainly have a lot of roles that you manage. With that in mind, would you be able to discuss the significance and the impact of the work done here at the NATO Association of Canada? In addition, would you be able to educate our listeners more about the significance and the impact of the work that you do?
Definitely, for sure. So the NATO Association of Canada, right here, we have a lot of, I would say, platforms on how we educate and get the involved with the community. So the most obvious and most known resource we have are the articles that we publish over here, which I'm involved with as well. But outside of that, we also host a lot of great and exciting events. We even do things like interviews. So on the marketing end, I tend to focus on public relations. This means social media, community involvement, extending our outreach, making sure our articles are accessed by as many people as possible, extending our membership, promoting our events, conducting interviews. All of these are various examples on how the marketing team and myself get involved with the community. So, for example, last week at our NATO Economy Forum, I was tweeting during the event so that our followers who weren't present can see what they're missing. Anything from an ambassador speech to a picture of the food, for example. Tomorrow, yourself and I will be doing an interview with the Consul General of Bulgaria and publish that as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that's going on over here. And when there's a lot of things, there's different marketing methods on how you treat them. So marketing for an organization like us, it's definitely much more interesting and exciting than marketing at a traditional firm. On the research end, I do primary and secondary research as thorough as possible and publish these articles on various topics within international relations in the political sphere. So I tend to focus on the geopolitics within the Balkans and Eastern Europe. Specifically, I focus on the expanding community. So that's the relations between NATO and our non-member nations and everything in between.
Vedran, you attended the Economy Forum, which took place on March the 9th at the Ontario Trade Center. The Economy Forum focused on mining and infrastructure. The event itself was extremely successful. We had a lot of diplomats from the community attend this event, along with individuals who were interested in actively engaging in the discussion pertaining to the significance of the relationship between Canada and Central, along with Eastern European countries, in investing in various mining companies and business opportunities. How did you find the Economy Forum as a whole?
That was the first major event that I attended for the NATO Association of Canada, and it was, I mean, you have expectations going in, but it actually really is remarkable when you get in the same room with all these diplomats, all these people that are investing in the region. And specifically for me, I mean, that's a region that I focus on. There was no better place for me to be at. So mine was completely blown because everybody was very knowledgeable and in-depth about what's going on in an area that's of particular interest to mine. A representative from every country in the region was over there. So even it's also interesting because even in nations that might have some tension or whatever, maybe in the news and things like that, they're all there. They're all open and discussing with each other. They're networking. They're discussing the various opportunities that they have. And at the same time, they're all very open and receptive to younger professionals like myself and the other people that were in attendance. There were even a lot of students over there. So the forum, it provided a massive opportunity for the diplomats that were over there, but also just an immense learning experience for someone like myself, who actually works at the NATO Association, as well as all of the other young professionals and students that attended. So I think it was a great event. More importantly, a necessary and important event, especially in Toronto with the big business hub that we are as a city. I think it's important to have events like this that can really focus on the economic development of troubled regions like that. So, yeah, it was really a great experience overall.
Certainly. And here at the NATO Association of Canada, we do have a lot of upcoming events. Throughout the year, we have roundtables, conferences, and various events that we put on. And it's a great way for members of the community to be involved. For those who are interested in attending, we do provide memberships, and that's something that we'll talk more about later on in this interview. But moving on, Vedran, I would like to mention that you previously worked as a marketing research specialist for Norton Rose Fulbright. This is where you served as the lead on various marketing initiatives for Canada and Latin America. And you also were actively engaged in coordinating all marketing developments within 8 offices in your respected regions. So obviously someone with your background has expertise when it comes to marketing. So would you be able to discuss some of the major projects that you undertook while serving as a marketing research specialist for Norton Rose Fulbright?
Yeah, for sure. So I think the largest piece of work that I did at Norton Rose Fulbright, I guess as background information, they're one of the largest global law firms in the world. They're operating in almost every country, and they've got an immense amount of offices over there that I need to be coordinating with. So my role at Norton Rose Fulbright was very much research-based and comprised of creating internal reports that I would write with the partners, which included administrative information on our clients, our largest deals, an overview of the department, the year in review, the goals we set, major developments, everything like that you can basically think of for every practice area. We had over 50 practice areas, from banking and finance to employment and labor, etc. So there's a lot of work that had to be done over there, and these reports were created with the senior partners and the global heads. They were presented to the partners. They were presented to clients. They were mostly used as a go-to guide within the firm internally, and they were used to influence business decisions. And as you mentioned, yes, my regions that I covered were Canada and Latin America. So that was the first experience I really had with international business, I would say, coordinating with people in different time zones, Skype meetings, phone calls, things like that, understanding cultural differences in the working atmosphere and things like that. So that was a great learning experience for me, and it really kind of started getting me going on research and analysis within an international sphere, which kind of was a precursor to the position that I'm in right now here.
And certainly that's something that I oftentimes advise students to do, is to look at various opportunities that are out there, oftentimes by taking the opportunity to work for various fields, you obtain a better knowledge as to what skills are required. Yeah. Obviously, as a marketing specialist, you conducted a lot of research for Norton Rose Fulbright, mm-hmm. and those are skills that you then carried on here at the NATO Association of Canada. On top of that, you successfully completed a bachelor's in business management and marketing at Ryerson University. This is where you actively engaged in successfully completing the degree, but at the same time, you were involved in various community initiatives along with organizations at Ryerson University. Would you be able to discuss how your degree has helped shape your understanding of global affairs along with international relations today?
Yeah, for sure. So completing a Bachelor of Commerce degree was a great way for me to get an economic background to tie in with my personal interest of politics and foreign affairs. A lot of the classes I took were internationally based, things like micro and macroeconomics. They're all part of the curriculum that's required for economic and political development on a master's level and a PhD in the future. So the degree really did help me learn the economics of politics, where it would be otherwise more difficult for me to learn on my own time. Meanwhile, in my personal time, I was able to keep up with the world and news, read various books, attend speaking sessions, etc. Regardless of what I studied, I was going to be doing these learnings on foreign affairs, etc. on my own time. So what I wanted to do was get a formal education in something that would act as an asset for me in the future, such as economic development, but that would be a little bit more difficult to learn on my own. So taking a degree with an economic background was just my way of kind of combining international relations with a business sense so that I could be fully prepared to take on roles for economic development and business investment in the international stage.
You also represent the Ted Rogers School of Management at various conferences. Talk more about the projects that you worked on, along with some of the most memorable conferences held at the Ted Rogers School of Management.
Yeah, so I was very involved at my time at Ryerson University through the business school and just the university in general. I created the Ryerson Sports and Business Association, which was the first sports and business group in Ontario and the second in Canada at the time. We hosted the largest sports business conference at the time as well, created career fairs, obtained sponsorship for the school. We set up various events and formal relationships with companies as well. The work we did was very successful, and after chairing the group for about 2 years, I worked with the dean to provide market research on the success of our group, and that led to the formation of a sports management diploma and pending four-year degree. So I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity. I'm really proud of what the group did. I love that I can go back to the school and I can see the group is still alive. You know, years after graduating, there's a whole new set of students there that have no idea who I am, you know, but they're there for a cause that I helped start a few years ago. So that's always exciting to see. And probably the biggest event that we did was the Ted Rogers Sports Conference, which was massive, maybe about 10 hours, three meals, 20 plus individual speakers and speaking sessions and lawyers, executives, athletes, companies coming in. There was a career fair. Everybody was getting networking involved over there, and I recall even the photographer at the event got a job at the Olympics. So, wow. I was proud of that. The students loved it, and it's been something that remained as a tradition over there, and I hope it continues. But it was a great opportunity for me to get education in another sense, where I knew I was doing personal reading of politics. I was getting a formal education in economics, and I used university as a platform to really hone my skills in communicating, event management, kind of project management, I would say, was the biggest skill and asset that I obtained from all my school involvement. The networking there is immense, and it's something I strongly recommend to everybody in university. Get involved in the school as much as you can.
And that's oftentimes the advice that I provide to the youth interested in obtaining more information as to how to successfully be able to obtain employment or to end up with an internship in the field that they want to be an intern in. So when I was completing my degree at the University of Waterloo, I completed my bachelor's in legal studies, followed by a master's in public service. And throughout that time, I made sure to be actively involved in various school organizations and associations just because I wanted to make sure that I was actively engaged in the mm-hmm. community around me. I think oftentimes students are so occupied and busy yeah. with studying that it can be difficult to make the time, to manage your time and your schedule.
Definitely.
When you're consumed with work.